Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, cherished listeners of IRIB English Radio, through a transformative experience. I'm Zainab, your host on Islamic upbringing. Let's embark on a journey into the depths of raising children in line with Islamic values. Our experts' answers are rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will illuminate your path. So today in our studio we have with us a guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you, and to all the listeners, inshallah, my salams to all of you.
When talking about faith, it's the one of the basic things in Islamic upbringing. So let's start with that. How do we plant the seed of faith in our children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So yes, this is a very important discussion that many Muslim families out there are concerned, especially in today's world, about the aspect of faith and iman, as we say in Arabic, inculcating this in our children, or as you mentioned very beautifully, planting the seed of this faith in our children, so that our children grow up becoming Muslims, becoming practicing Muslims, as you would say today, people who have a sense of belief in Allah, in the Prophet, in the Quran, in the day that will come after this world.
Right.
And this is something very important, and we need to realize that we live in a society, in a culture where faith is either looked down upon, or it's actually sometimes made fun of,
right?
Or something that does not play such a huge role in our lives, in our lifestyle, especially when it comes to the social arena. And so therefore, it's an important question that we really need to think about. And so the first point really that's important and stands out is that with the situation that we see ourselves in, it's something we need to work actively towards. If we're thinking as parents that we can just sit down and relax and just faith will just come in our children.
Okay.
Or that if I'm going to send them to the local madrasa, the local Sunday school that that children go to for 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week, 4 hours a week, and that's it, I've done my duty, inshallah they'll turn out to be good Muslims. We need to realize that this is not going to happen in
right.
this way.
So we have like this, to accomplish good, we have to dream as well as act, because every parent dreams about a good child, but at the same time, as you rightly mentioned, actions are mandatory.
Yes, so I think that's the first point, or actually I would say like an introductory point, that it's a realization that we need to have as parents, and therefore this is why we're here to discuss about these things, is because we need to realize that we are facing, we kind of swimming against the current.
Right. Okay?
We have mobiles in our phones. We have the big screen in the lounge. We have all these external factors in terms of the school education system and friends and the whole society that's kind of taking us towards the direction of a lack of faith, or a faith that has a lot of holes in them. And therefore, we're kind of swimming against the tide, and now we need to actively be doing something to bring about this faith in our children.
Right. Well, stay tuned, dear listeners, as we take a short break. When we return, we will delve deeper into the art of instilling unwavering faith in our children. So don't go anywhere.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, eager minds. Together, let's dive deeper into the wonderful world of fostering faith in our children. Get ready for a fulfilling and enlightening session. We have Brother McDodd with us in our studio. And Brother, you said that the first thing to develop this faith in our children is to realize as parents all those external factors. We have gadgets in the hands of our children. We have social media. We have a lot of stuff, or we have we have kind of faith developing in them, which you said has so many loops, so many holes in it. So what can parents do to strengthen the faith of their children?
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to divide discussion into 7 different tips or 7 different points.
Okay.
And we're going to call these the 7 ingredients or the 7 essential points that will help us in inculcating faith in our children. So inshallah, we'll go one by one discussing them. And if we really try and work hard on these 7 points, inshallah, that's a very big step we'll be taking towards this very important matter of faith in our children.
Right.
So to begin with, the first one, and a very important one, is to do with family life. When it comes to faith, we realize that faith and Iman requires a level of stability at the emotional and psychological level, right?
Okay.
And so there's a huge link between a person, a child, a teenager, or a person developing faith and the sense of stability and a tranquility that they've reached at their emotional level, the psychological level. And that source is back to their family life.
Okay.
In other words, if as parents we really put a huge importance to strengthening the family and to be making those very strong relationships at home, which inshallah I'll talk about how to in a second, what happens is that a child who lives in a very strong, closed, very beautiful family.
Right.
This child has got a very fertile land to be able to then develop faith, to be able to then believe in a God and the hereafter. As opposed to children who grew up in broken families, children who grew up in families that have a lot of issues, you find that these children, their emotional, their psychology is very weak.
Right.
And that becomes a hindrance, that becomes an obstacle for them to grow in faith and in religion.
Right. So, and that's not only a hindrance in faith, also in their success in the life, in any field of life, it becomes a hindrance. So family life does matter. The environment in the family is very, very important. As the brother said, stability, tranquility in the emotional and psychological level would boost the emotions, would boost the faith in our children. So we as parents got to be taking care of this. Well, dear listeners, take a moment to reflect and on the profound journey we are embarking on. When we return, we will dive deeper on instilling unbreakable faith in our children. So see you shortly.
يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking on instilling faith in our children. Let's pick up where we left off and continue our mission of nurturing strong belief in our children. Yes, Brother McDonald.
So when we talk about family, we're talking about answering the needs of a child. So all of us have needs, different levels of needs, and children, their needs are met within a family setup. So children have physical needs, right? They need to eat, they need to drink, they need to sleep, they need to be physically healthy.
Right.
And that is achieved by parents. And most parents, alhamdulillah, really put a lot of effort and money towards ensuring that their kids are well fed, their kids are healthy, they do plenty of exercise, which is a really good thing. And this is part of answering their needs. But there are also other levels and other needs that children have. So the need, for example, to be respected, the need to be loved, the need to have a place of safety, a place of stability, which is all of these things are met within a family. It is the family, the mom and the dad, that brings about this level of respect that a child requires, or this level of love that a child requires, this level of stability that a child requires. And so when we talk about family, we're talking about ensuring that we're giving as much love as possible to our children, right? I've said this before, think of a child as an empty bucket, right? And you need to fill that bucket with a child full of love.
Right.
We need to fill that bucket with respect, with listening to a child, with giving the child a place in the family, a place in the decisions of the family, right? And giving this child a stability in terms of understanding that he has a place in this family, and that our relationships are never weak, they're not fragile, they're not going to be broken at any moment. I'm not sent to my room saying that I don't belong to this family anymore, or my mom doesn't love me anymore. This level of stability that a child acquires brings about a very amazing level of stability, tranquility, and a fertile land for this child to then grow up and be able to connect with higher realms of reality, or those needs that are at the level of the intellect, at the level of the spiritual and the higher realm, basically. Those doors don't open until a child really has a very strong relationship with their parents, has no emotional turbulence, there's no stress, there's no anxiety. Because, as you know, like a child who grows up with anxiety because my dad's going to hit me at any point, for example.
Right.
Or they're anxious because if I do something, I'll get told off. Or if I do something, a negative consequence will come up. This lack of stability becomes a barrier towards then the other higher needs of intellectual connection and relationship with the other world.
Right.
So when we talk about family, it's essential that we really place a huge amount of importance in our communication between one another as parents with our children, of giving time at home. I know today we have to work two jobs. We have to try and earn as much money as possible to bring about the bread and butter at home.
Right.
But it's essential that we give time to our children. We do things together, travel as much as we can, take a break on Saturdays, Sundays, go out of town, for example, camping on a holiday, communicating between each other, full of respect, full of love. These things bring about a very beautiful home, and this beautiful home will help the child really into building this level of stability and be ready to then open the doors for faith and further knowledge.
Right. Well, Brother Mikta, that was all the time we had for today. Thank you so much for being with us and enlightening us with that knowledge. Well, dear listeners, it's time to hit the pause button until another session, and use this time to ponder the ways we can shape our children's faith. And we'll be back soon with more tips to explore more on this topic. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. Or in case you had any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find our programs on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know?